Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changes Look Show. It's tonight's guest, founder of Global Enlightenment Project, medical intuitive, Dr. Christopher Macklin. Musical guest, Murray. I am Mark Fisher, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
So it's interesting because though some of you may be listening to this and it's 2021, it is still, while we're recording this, 2020. And unless you've been under a rock somewhere, 2020 has definitely been a year. And it's interesting because every year around this time, this being end of December, as we get towards New Year, I have heard people, ever since I was a child, I would say the majority of the people say things like, oh, I can't wait for this year to be over. I don't even want to think about this year anymore. I want to forget this year and move on. Well, interestingly enough, more people that I've ever heard before have been saying just that this particular year. And I thought, of all years, because I've thought in the past, really, do you want to forget? Like, if it, and is it every year at the end of the year that you decide it was a bad year and you can't wait to move on? It's like, I don't know that that's a great way to start the year. It doesn't seem like it's a great way to start a relationship, like saying, oh, that relationship was so bad, I want to forget it. Well, what, maybe there was something to learn from that year. Maybe we grew from that year. Maybe we grew from that relationship. And maybe if we learn, if we understand, if we come to if we settle somehow with what we have and then start from a higher base or something as we move forward. I can't think of a better year to do that. And actually, I can't think of a better person to have this conversation with, because today we're going to be talking about look for and listen to life's lessons. So we'll get right into it when we come back with Dr. Christopher Macklin. And a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Corey Rios, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, because it is 2020, in just a moment.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Okay, I am Filippo Voltaggio, host, and I'm here with our co-host and producer, Mark Lejeune.
Fazio host. That's almost like one word. We refer back to this every once in a while about how things have changed since we started talking about change. But wow, this year has been life-changing. And I'm really looking forward to moving on, but yet moving on with a lot more wisdom and a whole different perspective. And can't wait to learn more from tonight's guest.
Well, we're about to get a big dose of wisdom right here. Again, we've called this title of the show, Look For and Listen to Life's Lessons. Our guest is many things, author, founder of Global Enlightenment Project. He's a medical intuitive. So much more that I'm sure and trust will come up in the show, Dr. Christopher Macklin. Chris, welcome to the Life Changer Show.
Yay, thanks, Olivia, and thanks for having me on. Absolutely wonderful.
It's our pleasure, and what a perfect timing, because I can't think of anybody better to have this conversation within this moment. So, because you inspired that monologue, you and I were talking before the show, and I know a little bit about your history, and of course, you write a little bit about it in your books and all that, but you went from one major life change to another major life change to another. If you hadn't looked back, if you hadn't allowed what was, then you wouldn't be who you are today. Definitely not, right?
Absolutely. You know, I always look back. Everything in life is a blessing. There's always a blessing, no matter how hard it is. And you have to look at that blessing and think, okay, what did I learn? How did I grow? And it makes you into the amazing, beautiful person you are right now. And I know some of these things, you think, wow, I'd never want to do that again. Well, probably not, but wow, it got you to right now, you know, and it inspired you and to do the things that you really want to do and find your passion. It's amazing. Life change is always incredible. They may not seem good at the time.
Well, actually, let's just give everybody, because I know it's in your books and in your writings and in other shows, but just let's give people a taste of just how much life changed, so much that I think I joked about, I said, you know, you could write a book like How to Lose Millions of Dollars in 14 Days or something like that.
It's pretty easy. It's incredible. Well, it was incredible because I was an avionic engineer. I went into building houses, and I bought and sell houses, and I got a portfolio, a big portfolio, probably about 60 houses. And then we decided, oh, dear, you know, didn't realize at the time, let's build 176 apartments. That's a good idea. So bought the land and, you know, got all the planning sorted out and things are moving forward. And then, 2007 popped up and said, hey, all these houses are not worth anything anymore. So I remember the bank phoning me up and they said, these apartments that are worth £220,000, they're now worth 90. We want our money back in 14 days. And, you know, I thought, whoa, and, you know, it changed my life because all the stress of doing that and everything else, it suddenly all disappeared because I knew I just didn't have the wherewithal to be able to pay that sort of money off. I remember saying to the bank, well, I've got £10, which is like $14 in my pocket. Would that help? They didn't seem to see the funny side, but it was an interesting journey. And when I went bankrupt, you know, I remember, like, I had no money for food. I lived on the back of a car. But as I was going bankrupt, stupidly, I bought a Bentley. And it was sitting in the parking lot. I couldn't even afford to put gas in it. I was kind of almost embarrassed. Thought, why on earth did I buy that thing? But anyway, it was good fun at the time. But it was a life lesson. Don't want to go there again. And so I went bankrupt and marriage collapsed and ended up in the middle of Manchester. And I remember sitting there saying, okay, God, this is not funny. I've worked for 21 years. I've got absolutely no money. And they came immediately with an answer. It's the right time. And it was a profound answer. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, you'll be okay. It was, it's the right time. I said, what do you mean it's the right time? I've got no money for food. Marriage has collapsed. Nothing's happening. I'm in an apartment which somebody let me borrow for 4 weeks. And, you know, I realize now that, yeah, it was the right time, and what a blessing. But, you know, I went through some journeys. I mean, you know, a couple of years I was kind of semi-homeless, living out the back of a car. And, you know, sometimes I found that sometimes people would, I would manifest like a room for the night, you know, maybe at a hotel. Because I remember one guy came up to me and said, so what's your story? I said, well, I do healing. Oh, wow, you know, and said, but I'll live out this car. Tell you what I'll do. give me a healing, I'll get you a hotel room for the night. And it happened a lot, you know, but it taught me a lot. And anyway, long story short, went to India, went all over Europe doing healings, and ended up in Hollister, Missouri, meeting someone in Belize who brought me back there, and then decided to move to the States and got married to my wife Amanda, and everything's amazing. But I remember when I first started the ministry in 2011, I always remember, build it, they'll come. So open the office, hang on a minute, nothing's happening. And I waited for about 3 or 4 months and, you know, well, okay, build it, they'll come. Where are they, you know? And I remember, okay, God, what's happening? They said, it's within, get out there. Oh, okay, you know, so I remember going to Unity Church, and the first, you know, engagement I ever had, they didn't know me at all. I went to their bookshop in St. Petersburg. It was absolutely slammed. There's about 130 people there. They had to lock the doors because of fire regulations. And I was thinking, what on earth do people want to come see me for, you know? But that's not the case, you know. It's actually your energy. It's all about the energy. It's all about your intent. It's all about your purity. You know, if you really don't get rid of the ego and just really focus on your gifts, you know, you don't have to worry about anything else. You know, you surrender. Okay, God's got my back, and they take care of everything. All you have to do is do the work, and it really taught me that. Surrender is the biggest thing people have to struggle with.
When you said you were getting a sense of it was the right time, or you were getting an answer back in the middle of all that you were going through, it reminded me of this year that just didn't seem like the right time for a lot of people. A lot of people had great projects going, ourselves included, that were just, you know, they were moving forward and all that stuff. And so this wasn't the right time. And yet you see it differently.
Yeah, well, you know, at the time they said it's the right time. And I remember specifically trying to get a job because obviously I'm living out of the back of a car. I went 21 days one time and 14 days another with no food, like no food, just managed to get some water, but no food.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And it's really, it's a real eye-opener because nowadays I always tell people, look, you know, I get people, well, you know, I'm broke, I've not got anything. Well, do you have a house? Yeah. Do you have food on the table? Yeah. Whoa. You know, do you have a car? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're blessed, you know, and it makes you really look at the things in your life that really do bless you. You know, I've let go of stuff completely. But I think, I remember when I was trying to get a job, so, you know, I went for 36 jobs. I tried bartender. Nope, didn't get a job. I tried nightclub manager. Nope. I tried everything, honestly, even cleaning. Okay, I'll clean the toilets. Nope. And so one day I was kind of in tears. Why the heck can't I get a job? Okay, God, why can't I get a job? I said, well, you're not meant to. Oh, okay, you're meant to be focused on the healing gifts, not running around getting a job. And I was on unemployment at the time, so I managed to get a place to live eventually. And I just focused on for about 4 years on the meditation, understanding cause and effects. And that's where I got the healing gifts from, to be able to perfect them, because it's great to have gifts, but you have to understand how to use them. And that's a really important aspect.
Actually, you touched on the healing gifts, and we want to get more into that, because it's something that you stepped into or worked your way to, but you had ever since you were a child and knew that somehow. So would like to talk about that when we come back more with our guest, Dr. Christopher Macklin. We're not going to be able to get into all of the books, but certainly you can check out History, Truth, and Healing, and Centering the Mind is another book, Healing of Chronic Stress, Anxiety, Depression, etc. So you can go to globalenlightenmentproject.com, right, Christopher?
That's correct, yeah. You know, come to us and, you know, we do generic healings, like a healing session 3 times a week. By donation, if you don't have any money, you know, it's there. Please join it, because it'll really help you, you know, get your vibration up and really help you release emotion and, you know, work on, well, it works on everything, actually.
So globalenlightenmentproject.com, and we'll be right back with Christopher. And a little later on, again, we have Corey Rios as our musical guest, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world to raise awareness about the issues we face and most of all to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome, L.A., on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
So we're back. Our guest is Dr. Christopher Macklind and Reverend Christopher Macklind and so much more, Christopher Macklind. Actually, you were something just when you landed as a child. You were already something.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of things at the age of four. I remember my first engagement with a reptilian thing in the room, and people couldn't see it, but I didn't realize that. And it was late at night, and, you know, I screamed for my father, "Dad, Dad, there's a reptilian thing in the room." And he comes going, What is it? "It's right there." And where? You know, where? I can't see it. "It's right there." "Oh, no, it's a bad dream." But it's there, you know. And I realized very quickly that if I didn't start to manage this, they were probably going to take me to some institute and give me some sort of drugs to calm me down or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even the age of four, I learned to actually manage these things, which is, you know, kind of crazy, really. But
Did you shut it off in a way?
No, I mean, I couldn't shut it off. I learned to get about my room. I remember saying to the thing, when my father got, "Right, get out of my room," and it disappeared. Whoa, that worked, you know, and I put a lot of power behind it. I learned that, you know, powerful intent creates the reality. And so, you know, I learned to manage the reptilians. But, you know, the other thing I saw is craft in the sky. I could always see craft. Other people couldn't see them because there are interdimensional craft all the time. It's just people can't see them. And, "Look, Dad, there's a craft in the sky." "Oh, yeah, okay. Your imagination's incredible." Well, it's there. But, you know, I realized that a lot of people couldn't see it. So, again, I learned to manage it and not really tell people about it because otherwise they think you're absolutely nuts, which is okay, but, you know, not at that age. Because they might seek some sort of psychological help. So,
well, it's interesting to me that that's one of the biggest gifts you bring to people when you're doing your healing, right? You see things that people don't normally see, so you're able to work with things that people normally can't work with. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I can see inside the body, and very often, you know, it's almost like, it sounds crazy, but it's almost like having windows in the mind. So, you know, like, you look at someone's kidneys, are they okay? If they look a bit dark, sometimes you can see, like, the kidneys are slightly paralyzed, so, you know, and same with the thyroid, you can look inside the intestines, you can look inside, you know, a lady's breast to see whether there's any tumors, you look inside the womb, you look inside, you know, for the guys, the prostate, and, you know, you can look around and see what's going on and see if there's any tumors. And obviously some things you can't see. I can see nanotech in bodies, but viruses, it's more difficult. I always have to ask about that. Okay, have they got Epstein-Barr? Have they got something else? Yep. Because everything's caused by something. It's like, you know, it's like, for example, MS, Parkinson's and things like that. And again, this is, I'm not a doctor, go consult your doctor, but I found that pathogenic infections, like Epstein-Barr and that, what happens is the neurotoxins from that damage the brain. And so the brain starts to deteriorate, and I've found it a lot. So if you get rid of the Epstein-Barr, which we have a technique to do, then, you know, they can get their memory back and you can start rebuilding it. And, you know, with Parkinson's, the reason why people move in a random fashion is because the vagus nerve swells, because of the Epstein-Barr herpes, you know, it's a strain of herpes, it swells the vagus nerve, and so they start moving around. So these things are very easy to get rid of. Cancer, mutation of cells caused by pathogenic infection, and most of these pathogens like Epstein-Barr and stealth pathogens like Borrelia Lyme, HIV-AIDS and Agent Orange, and also, of course, Morgellons, which is the nanotech. If you have Morgellons, you have Lyme. They all cause neurotoxins as well. So people with Lyme, you know, it tends to be people with Lyme who get MS, Parkinson's, but the tests are very precarious. And so they don't always find the Lyme. Oh, you just, it's just old age. It's nothing to do with old age. It's like macular degeneration, degeneration of the membrane inside the eye, or if you get floaters, or if you get cataract. Why is that? Why should you get a growth in your eye like cataract? Well, again, it's viral infections, pathogenic infections, mutating the cells, turning into tumors. Cataract is a tumor. And it also degenerates the membrane in the eye. So we have a way of rebuilding it using a very thick energy that it actually paste it in the inside of the eye and it recreates the tissue. So we've got rid of these things. It's just, you know, it's understanding cause and effect.
So I'm making the connection here that you had gifts as a child and you didn't know how to use them, and the world around you didn't think that they were worth anything. On the contrary, and so then you went about normal life thinking I'll just be a quote unquote normal person, and then you had this catastrophic event. You had this catastrophic.
Well, you've got to remember, actually, at school, I was in the remedial class because I was really bright at maths, like fantastic at maths. I could do top group, middle group, bottom group maths faster than the top group guy finishes. But when it came to English, I've got severe dyslexia, so, you know, reading, real problem for me. You know, it's like if you ask me to, okay, let's do a show where I want you to read it out. I would sound like a two-year-old because I just miss words. And, you know, it's not because I can't read. And so my wife reads to me and I can then absorb the information and I can't spell for toffee either.
Interesting.
I always tell people, you know, when I was in God's queue, you know, I said, right, I want spelling, and sorry, all the gifts are gone for spelling. But you can do a bit of healing. How's that? Okay, then.
You know, it might have been. I'm just putting this out there. Might have been. Look, we're giving you all of these other gifts. I mean, leave some. Let somebody else have spelling. You got all this. So then. During that time, you used it, and when we were talking, you made the analogy to 2020, how people have used this time, and more people can use this time what did you do? You meditated, what did you do?
Well, the thing is, everyone's got a starseed family, you know. If you're a starseed, there's a few types of people here. People come back to learn and learn again and learn again and spiritually grow, and the starseeds, I mean, I don't know what we're thinking, but, you know, God said, look, you know, I mean, whoever you believe God is, I define God as God, Goddess, prime creator of all that is. So we got in God's gate. Well, I'll volunteer. And you get down here, you think, blimey, what was I thinking? You know, but actually, it's a blessing. And I think what happens is, you know, if you're a starseed, you have the starseed family. You've got to find out your starseed family. If you meditate with them, you will download the gifts. Gifts are things, and, you know, people say, well, how did I get my gifts? Gifts are something that, you know, really you don't even have to try. It's there, you know, and it just gets stronger. The more you meditate, the more they download it, the more you get understanding. It's like playing the piano, you know. Can I play a piano? My coordination's not brilliant. I'd love to play a piano. But I'm not a pianist, you know, and I've worked with some really world top leading pianists. They're just absolutely incredible. And the same with, you know, musicians, you know, can I sing? My wife can sing. I can't. And I know, Philip, you can sing. You know, I've heard your music. It's absolutely stunning, you know, but not me. You know, it's just not me. So we've all got our gifts. And I think by meditating and connecting to your starseed family, you really start to download these things. But one thing I learned with the Melchizedek beings is, it took me a while. I meditated for 6 weeks solid and nothing happened. And meditated, nothing happened. And then one day, you know, because I think it sounds brutal, but they don't waste their time for people who aren't dedicated. And as soon as you pass that test, then bang, everything, really strange things was was happening. Wow, and thank goodness I had a flat and nobody could see it. But, you know, really strange things were happening. And, you know, I traveled the world a bit. I was sponsored by somebody and then ended up here. So it was a gift, but, you know, use the time, you know. And also, don't ever shame yourself. If you can't get that job, there's always a reason for it. Mm. Because, A, there's something better, you know. But it's easy to shame. And I was shameless. You know, listen, I'm a victim of this. I was shameless. I can't get a job. And I was in tears. And, well, you're not meant to. Okay. And as soon as they said that, I relaxed into it. And I spent those years meditating, understanding the gifts, which, you know, I bring to the table today. And it's not just the gifts. It's understanding why you're here, who your starseed family are, what you're meant to do, you know. And it takes a while to understand that.
You know, one thing that I understood from you, and it hit home, you're talking about the starseed family, and I'm reminded of what you said about also surrounding yourself with people on this planet, in this plane, who hold what you call the God space for you, right?
Absolutely, and they just love you for who you are. There's no criticism, there's no ego from them. They're not trying to project their stuff on you. They just hold the space for you. And, you know, you'll find that and I've seen it many times. I mean, we do, you know, believe it or not, we do 6,000 healing sessions a week.
And wow.
I see it many times, you know. People say, well, you know, yeah, I'm growing spiritually, but all my friends are running a mile. And the reason is because maybe they've got attachments. As you grow, the attachments to them don't like it. You know, the Anunnaki, they're dark beings. And also the people, you don't react the same as maybe you did years ago, because you're more loving, you're more caring, you know. You're not willing to get into the high drama. I call high drama blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not listening to the blah, blah, blah of people. You're really, you know, talking about things that really matter, because there's such a short time on this earth. Who wants to talk about the neighbor's hat, you know, is blue instead of green or something, you know, silly things like that. You know, there's so many important things to really focus on. But I think as you do grow spiritually, of course, it does isolate you. You know, you become, and, you know, that's why with the Global Light Project, we do a group on a Friday where people just join. You know, they're free to join and they can talk. My wife, Mandy, takes it for about an hour, and then we say, okay, guys, talk amongst yourselves. And we leave it on for 4 hours sometimes, and people all over the world, they can just communicate, because they haven't got anyone in their life to communicate to. And that's kind of important, especially with this pandemic.
Yes, actually, indeed. And one of the things that we had talked about that's important during this time is to surrender, to focus on spiritual activity of some sort, which you talked a little bit about, and switching off the news.
The blah, blah, blah.
Well, to be honest, I mean, right, all of that chatter, right.
Oh, yeah, and it's the same with news, it's politics, it's religion. You know, if you realize it, I mean, you know, I know you do, Felipe, but everything's been hijacked, everything, you know. And I'll take an example in the Christian church. You know, if you look at communion, they talk about the new covenant. So you're drinking the blood of Jesus and eating his flesh. Not sounding so good. Okay, so what is the new covenant? If you look behind it, it comes from the Roman Empire of sacrifice. So, you know, to me, these things have been hijacked, and most religions, you know, have been hijacked. So, you know, to me, the only way to navigate this world is within you. Get back to your sovereign self with surrender. Know, you know, your intuition is always the best. And go with your intuition and get confidence in that. It's always difficult because, you know, people say, well, yeah, I got this, but what do you think? You know, well, you know, the first intuitive thought is always the actual one. It's not interfered with. And I think, you know, people have to learn to, I guess, have the confidence in themselves to know that they're a sovereign person. You don't need gurus. You don't need, you know, you may need teachers for a while to just help you get there, but you don't need gurus and have to follow people. Because you are your own God, sovereign being. And I think that's a really important point.
I'm wanting to share with people that you do group healing sessions. Right now they're Monday at 10, that's Eastern time, right? 7 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time. You do them on Thursdays at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then on Saturdays at noon, again, Eastern time. So people can go to globalenlightenmentproject.com, and you're also on Facebook at Global Enlightenment Project. You were so kind as to offer, like, I'd love to chat with you more, and I have a feeling that this is just the first time of many, I trust. But you
absolutely
so kind. Thank you. You were so kind to offer to give a taste of some of this group healing sessions that you do. And we have about 6 minutes when we come back from the break. Is that going to be okay to?
Yeah, that's no problem.
You sure? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can't wait to get a taste of that. Actually, I didn't wait. You have so many things out there where you do this already. So I got a taste, and that's why I couldn't wait to share it with our audience. So we'll be right back with Dr. Christopher Macklin and some of his work. Then a little later on in that segment, we'll have our Ask Dorothy question and our musical guest in the segment after that, Corey Rios. All on the Life Changer Show at home after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangeshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and we are talking to author, founder of Global Enlightenment Project, Medical Intuitive, Dr. Christopher Macklin. And as we mentioned, you can learn all about him at globalenlightenmentproject.com. And he's all over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. And Christopher, one of the things you mentioned was that all of our adrenal glands have been affected by the stress and the negative energies, and that you wanted to offer a short sample of your work. But more importantly than a sample, it's an actual healing that you will do with us. Is this correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's perfect. Bless your heart. Right, so I'll get it started. I'll just set a timer so I don't run over, bless you. So I'm going to do 6 minutes. So I want everyone listening and listen in the future, I want you to ground yourselves. If you don't like the word God, use what you like. It's okay. I define God as prime creator, God, goddess, prime creator of all it is. So I want you to ground yourself. I want you to say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, quickly, I'm going to remove from remote viewers. They're interdimensional beings. They watch you. They may feel discombobulated, and by watching you, you know, you can find more out if you come on a generic thing. So let's just remove those now. And we're sending them back to God, the Melchizedek beings, with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, I'm going to put in portals so you'll feel the energy. So that means you're in a sacred space, and then, you know, the Melchizedek beings can come through the ultimate dimension and work on you. So, okay, ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on this call and listen in the future. Close it off with Ethan Deer, got a command 27. Esoteric Merkabah fields around that person with their sacred point in the center of the Merkabah fields, bonding the portals to those Merkabah fields and program the blueprint of that person's DNA in the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. So what I'm going to do is remove any NTs. If you've got Anunnaki Draconian, they sit in the abdomen, bloat the abdomen, paralyze the intestines. They hang on the shoulders or neck, so they make your neck tight. Removing them now, you're going to feel a weird drawing sensation from your torso out through your tummy button as the Mechuzadek beings pull about your body. If you've got a snake being left to right shoulder, left to right hip, left to right breast, they're pulling those out. Again, they're spirits in this dimension, but actually beings in the second dimension. Pulling those out now, it'll feel like a weird unraveling of a snake being. If you've got archons attached to you, interdimensional beings, they have no body, they're just attached to you, so they're negative energy. Removing those now, so you can feel negative energy drawing out your body. And if you have Luciferian, they're pretty snarly, we've all heard of Lucifer. When they leave your body, they may contort your body a little bit or speak through your voice box in a raspy voice. We're removing those now. We're going to send them all back to the God of the Mechuzadek beings with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, so what I'm going to do now is quickly comb the meridian. So you're going to feel angelic hands go down your body. This takes any stuck, redundant energy out of your meridian structure. So you might feel angelic hands go down your body or lighter. Or bins going from your crown, down your face, the back of your head on the left, down your neck. Cross left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out through the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, I'm going to give you energy. So there's two types of people listening here. There's people with spirochetes and nanta and people without. Spirochetes and nanta are Borrelia, blows up in the body, becomes Lyme. HIV blows up in the body, becomes AIDS. Agent Orange and Morgellons and COVID-19, the weaponized one. So if you have those, you're going to receive a different energy. I call it space-time continuum energy. So for you guys without that, most of you listening now and in the future, you're going to feel light, floaty, warm, tingly, really relaxed. It's ultimate dimension energy. It's going to get stronger. It should get pretty spacey. Now, you guys with spirochetes and nanta replicating your body, you're going to feel space-time continuum and your tachyon energy. It's very electrostatic, so it starts off subtle, very staticky, buzzy energy. It's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. Right, so I'm going to work on the liver and kidneys. I'm just going to work on the adrenal. So kidneys should start to get warm, tingly. Like I say, like Philippa says, most people have adrenal issues because the emotion bleeds into the adrenals, also the thyroid. I'll just work on the adrenal. So going in now, this is psychic surgery. They're going to pull out the emotion, the stuck energy within the adrenal glands. So you're going to feel tugging and pulling or butterfly movement in the kidneys. Now, if your liver's paralyzed, most people's are, might be functioning 50% of it is, it's not processing the toxins in your body, so we're going to take it higher, higher and higher. So your head's going to get lighter as it processes the toxins in your body. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher. Okay, it's got to 100%, so it'll keep clearing. So that's really important. Right, so what we're going to do is very quickly do a little bit of emotional release, and then we'll detox the body. So let's detox the body first. So what I'm doing is switching heavy metals and toxins out of this time to a different time in the body and drawing them out of space, drawing them out of the body, time, space, continuum switching. Now, people always say this feels freaky. Freaky, I think, is great. We love freaky. So 10 seconds now, you should feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. It's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level of sitra. And that's drawing the toxins out of your body without putting it through the liver and kidneys. Right, I'm going to do some heart shock releases. I'll do 27. I'll just do a couple, and then it'll carry on. So we ingest way too much emotion for human beings, thousands and thousands of layers. So what the Mechuzadek beings do is they go in, look for your biggest emotion affecting you right now. They pull it out. As they pull it out, you're going to feel a tightness. Depending on where the emotion affects the body, it can get tight either lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder, or neck. It can move around, and the intensity can change. So it should start getting tight, tighter and tighter, tighter and tighter. Then it should release. When it releases, breathe it out. Okay, second one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. So I'll keep going for 27 times. So let me just put some protection around you. And then that'll keep going. Don't forget, 27 releases of your biggest emotion will give you reaction 2 hours next day. You might bawl your eyes out. May get a little bit of bout of diarrhea or yawning, coughing. It depends on the person, how they process. Okay, so let's put some protection around you. Dear God, I command for everyone listening now and in the future, I command we create a sphere of ultimate unconditional love around each and every person and their Merkabah field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God. Send you our unconditional love. So be it.
And so we thank you, Mr. Dr. Reverend Christopher Macklin. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Fleba.
And remind everybody that there's this and so much more at globalenlightenmentproject.com. Wow, I still have a show to do, Christopher. But thank you.
Is it got a doctor? Bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Looking forward to connecting more, and a big thank you to my friend Donna Schumann for bringing us together. This is very exciting. So once again, globalenlightenmentproject.com, and Christopher, I look forward to connecting soon. Ciao, ciao.
Oh, God bless. Thanks, Filippo. God bless. Thank you.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Nancy from San Diego, and I am so grateful for the assistance you have given me through the years. In the past, I have discussed with you my brother's negative behavior towards me, and I thought that I had moved on emotionally from the trauma and drama that had been so predominant in our relationship. I am grateful that I was able to cut the cord between us and move on to more loving relationships with like-minded people. I now have a group of close and loving friends with whom I can speak my truths and feel their love and support returned in exchange for the love and support I share with them. Recently, after 4 years of no contact, my brother has called me and left a message wishing me a happy holiday. I have not answered his call and really feel no need to connect with him. It's not that I don't love him. I just hate having to listen to his thoughts about how bad I am because I won't send him money when he needs it, and he only calls when he needs money. Please let me know how you would handle this kind of situation.
Dear Nancy, I have had similar reactionships with some of my family members, and after many years of trying to change them, I realized that I can't change anyone but myself. I had an extremely difficult time with my mother's phone calls, as she would spend hours telling me how bad I was and that the whole family agreed with her. I allowed these phone calls to almost destroy me, as I would slip into deeper and deeper states of depression after speaking with her. After one extremely upsetting phone call, instead of crying myself to sleep, I prayed for guidance and help in finding a solution to end these horrible exchanges. After I fell asleep that night, I dreamed that my mother and I were in the middle of another long conversation, just like the ones we'd been having since I was born. However, in my dream, I didn't get upset, and instead of crying and hanging up, I told my mother that I loved her very much and that I loved me even more. I then explained that I would not be demonstrating self-love if I allowed these old kinds of conversations to go on. Upon awakening, I called my mother, and I told her the words that I had said in the dream, and I very explicitly told her what kinds of conversations would work for me, and if she couldn't follow my self-loving guidelines, then we just would not talk anymore. Nancy, I was shocked and amazed when she said she understood and that she loved me very much. We had many loving phone calls after that, and I would look forward to speaking with her. If you don't wish to speak with your brother, you can text him or write him that you love him very much and are simply not available for the kinds of conversations you've had in the past. Set your boundaries and make it very clear that if he is calling to ask for money and Art to tell you how bad you are, let him know that you're not available for any more of these kinds of conversations. Once you do this, you may never hear from him again, and that might be okay. However, I've learned that all of us change with time, and he may be in a better place now. I believe that if you respond with explicit boundaries, he will either call and you will have good conversations, or he may just go away. Either way, you are the winner because you will be exercising self-love, and that is what we all have come here to do.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Corey Rios, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo. This is the Life Changes Show, and our musical guest is singer, songwriter, guitarist, and frontman for the Hourglass Cats. Here is Corey Rios. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, my friend.
What a pleasure. Now, you refer to yourself as a Sonoran singer-songwriter. Tell us, for those who don't know, what that refers to.
I'm a good old-fashioned Phoenix boy, third generation. So the desert and all the Sonoran vibe is totally right up my alley. Like, all the music I make is definitely kind of got a desert vibe to it.
Well, when our mutual friend, Alexandra Eisner, referred you as a musical guest, not only did we like your music, we love the fact that all your music is recorded in 432 hertz. For those who don't know, can you share what that's about?
It started a long time ago, probably about 12 years ago. And, you know, I just dove into, you know, sound healing and all that stuff. And, you know, regardless of what everyone's belief is and everything, like, what I really liked about it is it's so much better for my voice. I just feel like when I am playing in 440, it strains me a little bit more. And not just that, but like just the math, when you look at it, when you look at A and you start going into the notes, like for 440, you're going into like fractions on fractions, like a number that doesn't end, like pi or something. But with 432, all the notes that break down from there are more even numbers, or like, you know, two decimal points. So, nice. I mean, it's something I started. My band members hate it because a lot of the times they don't have instruments that you can actually tune that way. Yeah, it's very difficult. It's made a lot of things difficult, but I'm very stubborn and I like to stick with the now.
Nice. What are we going to get to hear first?
I'm going to play a song called Grow Up. This is on my first solo album, my acoustic solo album. But yeah, this one's about kind of getting a little bit older and, you know, just like realizing, you know, it's time to grow up and make some good positive changes, you know, but like in a somewhat melancholy but also optimistic kind of
view. I'm good with that. That sounds great. So here is Corey Rios performing live from Arizona his song Grow Up on the Life Changes Show.
Lately, been having some trouble. Say he comes in triples and doubles. Lately, mine seems to be more in the teens. I've been having so many good dreams. Taking a liking for booze and cigarettes now. And I've got a lot of bad habits I need to forget. And I said, if there ever was a time for me to grow up, it would be right now. And I said, if you know the way, I'm asking you, won't you show me how? Yeah, won't you show me how? Thinking about heading out on a little trip. The faucet in the head never seen to not drip. Lately, it feels like it's been blown wide open. Continuously asking which way I should be going. See, I've been thinking about all the people that I've met. And I've got a lot of bad habits I need to forget, yeah. And I said, if there ever was a time for me to grow up, it would be right now. And I said, if you know the way, I'm asking you, baby, won't you show me how? Won't you show me how? Won't you show me how? Yeah. Won't you show me out now? Won't you show me out? Won't you show me out? Won't you show me out?
If there ever was a time for me to grow up, it would be right now. I love that. Corey Rios, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
So you could find Corey on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Look up Corey, and that's spelled C-O-R-I, and then Rios, R-I-O-S. On Facebook, it's Corey Rios Music. And then the band, got to mention the band, the Hourglass Cats.com is their website. Love the band's music as well. So do you write some of the music for that?
Yeah, I mean, the Hourglass Cats is kind of like it's my baby. I'm pretty much write all the songs, and I'm lucky enough to have a good, you know, there's a lot of great musicians in Arizona. So we have a lot of people that kind of cycle in. Sometimes they move to Japan and tour the world and then come back and join the band again. So it's kind of a loose membership, but it's all good people, talented musicians.
Nice. You know, I was going to mention how do you refer to your music as kind of desert reggae and cowboy sun, right? Sonoran folk. I've not heard these before.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to come up with some original. The original combinations of words, because it feels like everything's already been said. But yeah, like Sonoran rock and roll, desert reggae, it's definitely my vibe. And I've been producing a lot now for some hip-hop artists, so kind of diving into beat making and producing, kind of being like behind the scenes a little bit more too.
Nice. I said Cowboy Sun, but it's actually Cowboy Surf.
Yeah.
So because that it doesn't make sense to me either. So I guess I put Sun in there. But what is Cowboy Surf?
Yeah, just, you know, kind of like trying to think of Link Ray, where it's like kind of cowboy but a lot of reverb and kind of surfy.
Okay, I'm a little bit cowboy, I'm a little bit surfer boy or something. Okay, what are we going to get to hear next?
This next song is called I'm Sorry. You know, it was just kind of a song I wrote after, you know, the end of a relationship. And it's kind of just about, you know, obviously being sorry, but, you know, how you can have your light side, you can have your dark side. And it's kind of just, you know, you just have to accept, you know, both sides and just being, you know, genuinely sorry and not seeing, you know, what your actions do to people until afterwards.
You know what? We like this song, and we like it so much that we actually posted it on our webpage, the band version or the full version on the webpage that we created for Corey Rios on the Life Changes Show. But we get to hear it unplugged right now, live on the Life Changes Show. Here's Corey Rios singing I'm Sorry.
Sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I have put you through. I'm sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I put you through. Some say I've been a monster. If I'm angry or provoked, or I can be an angel, or tell a funny joke. Some said an angel, but only when I choose. Floating freely between polite and rude. None of this does excuse the things that I've done to you. I thought about it and I wrote this song. And when I hear it, I hope you sing along now. Because I'm sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I have put you through. Yeah, I'm sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I put you through now. Haunted by every heart I've ever broken. I regret every hateful word I've ever spoken. I wish I could take back anything I ever did to hurt. I wish I could go back and build up from the dirt now. Because I'm sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I have put you through. I'm sorry for the things that I've done to you. I didn't realize all the pain that I put you through. Da 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 da. Oh, did I put you through? Oh, now all of the things, baby. Did I put you through?
Thank you, Corey Rios. Corey's on Instagram, Twitter, all over as Corey Rios, on Bandcamp, and then of course the band website, which is the Hourglass Cats, as in CATS.com. Corey, anywhere else that we should send people to learn more about you and get your music?
I got a bunch of stuff on Spotify. You can find it under the Hourglass Cats or Corey Rios. And then I also have a bunch of projects under River Rios. It's a new little side project I started this year. Yeah, just a lot of platforms.
And we understand you got some projects that you're working on right now, so can't wait to hear about that and potentially reconnect again. In the meantime, so great having you part of this particular show here, our last show of 2020.
Oh, wow.
So very wow. Okay, so I just realized that myself. So with that, that is our show. It's the last show of 2020. And a big thank you once again to Corey Rios is our musical guest, and to Dr. Christopher Macklin, our guest, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer, Mark, and co-host. I'm sorry, our producer is talking to me right now. Yeah. Anyway, I'm your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.